Odd Sports Betting Show coming out with Pat McAfee, Incorporated, Thunderdome. I'm Toe Dix.
That baby Toe.
That's Bubba Gump. You know he's a Canadian.
That sensation. Baby Toe.
He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you. Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, Bruce?
Sound bummed out.
You do sound bummed.
I am a little bit bummed out.
Why?
I actually feel terrible for you, Bruce. That is losing a player like that to a division rival.
Saquon.
Yeah. Yes. Saquon's, you know, legacy with the Giants is heartbreaking enough. Like, obviously, he was just a phenomenal player. That we never put the line he needed in front of him.
Nope.
Or had the weapons around him to really do anything with him. But like when you really rank like all time great Giants skill position players, he is, you know,
he's up there.
And for him to go to the Eagles is just an absolute disaster. And then kind of salt in the wound. We didn't even make an offer somehow. There's a contingent of Giants fans that I've seen on X that are saying like, we should be glad that a division rival overpaid for a running back that's lost a step, all that shit. I don't feel that way at all. I'm happy that he gets to play for a great offensive line. It's obviously terrible that he plays us twice. But
might not be that great anymore without Kelce, though.
Yeah.
They'll still be.
Yeah, I think they're going to be all right. It's definitely the best line he's ever played with.
No, you had fucking all those guys off the couch.
Mailata's still good. Lane Johnson's still good. Yeah. Landon Dickerson's still good. They'll be all right. They'll be good.
And they're good free agent centers that they'll probably sign. And their D-line got better today. Bryce Huff.
They'll be trading guys, though. They're still trying to move Reddick.
Whatever. I guess the silver lining is that, like, we're doing things the right way now. We're going to pay guards. We're going to pay, we're going to
score. They got John Runyon Jr.
Yeah, that is John Runyon.
And there are free agent running backs available where we could make a splash and have a new look, a new feel. You know, maybe we get Derrick Henry.
The running back market is kind of dwindling.
Mid, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Tom.
Yeah, right. I mean, the running back market.
Ooh.
Couple got what happened?
Cardinals. Sean Murphy Bunting, 3 years, 17.
I saw that. He was on the Steelers list, but it's day one, so we will not sign anyone. We did get a quarterback. Steelers did get a quarterback.
I love.
Congratulations.
How excited are you?
Pretty pumped.
Russell Wilson for 1.2.
Because you know, at the bare minimum, you'll be down by 8 with 1:45 left in every single game that you play on the road.
You also have nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
It's no sweat off your back.
Yeah.
No. I'm not even joking here. Artie Smith with Russ is probably going to be pretty solid. Like, he's a great
action
quarterback.
Yeah, so. I feel good about it.
I would too.
I feel good about it there. A lot happened in free agency today. Does any of it affect gambling? For the Falcons, it does for sure. Getting Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I'm seeing people saying that they're
Kirk Cousins.
The Falcons?
Super Bowl contenders. Kirk.
Definitely not. But Kirk Cousins, maybe the best businessman that's ever graced the NFL.
Of all time.
Legitimately. I don't think I'm exaggerating.
I said it today. After this contract is done. And no matter how long he plays, because he's got $100 million guaranteed, it's $330 million over his career, which is just great job. Just an absolute fucking great job.
Phenomenal.
The offense is going to be better with Kirk, obviously.
At least the Falcons tweeted that they weren't interested in Lamar Jackson last year, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
They definitely were. Oh, Lamar.
No, they weren't. They need more receivers.
Yeah. What does that make them, like, compared to the Bucs as the favorite for the NFC South?
Ooh.
I would take the Falcons over the Bucs right now if Kirk is healthy.
I bet you now this is a long way away. I'm going to pull, I don't know if the odds are even out, but I bet you the Falcons, Bucs, Saints have very similar odds to win that division.
How the fuck, as you're looking that up, I just want to know, like, I'm just thinking about this. How do the Saints not have any cap space? Like,
because they kept kicking it down the road. Now they're restructuring with Davis, all those guys.
Okay.
Okay, so kind of as we speak,
finally got.
The Atlanta Falcons are your significant favorites to win the NFC South at -105. Bucks +300, Saints +330.
See, but you just throw the Bucks too at +300.
Yeah, I mean,
we got a jersey pissing.
Sorry, what?
some guy pissing on his Saquon Barkley jersey.
You need to get off there. You need to get off.
You're right.
What do you do? You're just searching his name?
No, just first tweet I saw.
You need to get off there.
Twitter to that.
You need to get off there.
Open Twitter to a guy pissing on his Saquon Barkley jersey.
You can't be doing that. You didn't even make him an offer. Like, I get it.
I agree. I do not condone.
The Russ move. Steelers are still have the longest odds in the AFC North, which makes sense.
I think that's a fair thing. Yeah.
The Raiders, the Christian Wilkins signing, it's going to be good. It's going to be great for them.
Yeah, it's sick.
They are still plus 1,000 to win that division. Makes sense. They don't have a quarterback right now.
Yeah, they don't have a quarterback. They play the Chiefs twice.
Everybody. A lot of teams without a quarterback.
Yeah. There are.
Who is going to play quarterback?
And it doesn't really feel like anybody has a plan.
Like, all right, so let's look here. Bills have a quarterback offense. Jets have a quarterback.
People must be thinking on this draft.
Patriots don't have a quarterback.
Nope.
The can we say it? Titans do have a quarterback?
Yes.
Yeah. Will Levis for sure.
The Raiders don't have a quarterback?
Nope.
The Broncos don't have a quarterback?
Nope.
The Giants?
We're going to add a quarterback.
Yeah. You do have a because of the price tag, you have Daniel.
Commanders.
But
Commanders don't.
Looking for a quarterback.
Yeah.
Falcons do, Bucks do, Saints do.
I mean, Sam Howell sling that pill.
I do like
Bears.
I feel like Sam Howell.
We say the Bears have a quarterback because they're taking Caleb.
Yes.
Yeah.
Vikings don't have a quarterback. Nope. So as of right now, New England, the Raiders, Denver, Washington, Minnesota.
I think you should throw the Bears in there because it's teams banking on quarterbacks in the draft. Patriots, Washington.
Yeah. I mean, so we could say New England and Washington, but we know the Bears are taking Caleb Williams.
Yeah, we know that.
I mean, now finding that partner to tango for that Justin Fields trade is more complicated because you're not going to do it to the Vikings.
I wouldn't.
It's really the Raiders with like all the cards. It feels like
Raiders or Denver, maybe. But he does not feel like a Sean Payton.
No, he doesn't.
Not a chance.
He does feel like a bit of a
Raid. Feels like he's got to be a Raid.
I would like to see Justin Fields as a Raid.
They said that they were asking a fourth round pick. I would have sent that fucking yesterday.
What if Antonio Pierce runs the wing tee with Justin Fields and they don't even throw the ball?
Oh, wait.
Beat everybody 10-3.
And Getsy's the OC?
That's the issue.
Wasn't Getsy in Chicago with him?
Yeah, that's the issue.
Damn. Oh, so you're saying it's not a good thing that Getsy's there?
Yeah.
Oh, was that this past season?
Yes.
Was his first and only?
Yes.
Maybe they were best friends.
They might.
No, he was there for the last. He was there for Justin's whole career.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, really?
Yeah. So
last 2 years.
So you'll find out if if Getsy does like Justin Fields, like he would be a Raider.
2 of the 3 years that Justin's been there, whatever. Yeah, feels like a Raider.
All right.
Might be a Raider.
Might be a Raider.
Let's go, Getsy. Go get him.
What the fuck are the Vikings going to do? Penix, maybe?
They got some pass rushers today. Who knows what they're going to do at quarterback?
O'Connell with Penix could dial it up.
I could see O'Connell having a hard-on for J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going around.
Bo Nix.
Maybe, potentially.
I'm names.
But nothing like as far as, besides Cousins, nothing really today that will affect any gambling lines.
Well, Robert Hunt.
Or Bob Hunt, maybe, to the Panthers.
Mm-hmm. DeVinci.
Saquon, though, like if you want to put a flyer on like offensive player of the year, going to the Eagles.
I wouldn't go that far.
I saw a thing that Miles Sanders was 5th in the NFL his last season in Philly. In rushing.
So
DeAndre Swift was 5th in the NFL in rushing last year. So
yeah, it does go back to his health. You know, just staying on the field.
Saquon?
Yeah.
He will. He's going to be so healthy.
Oh, he's going to be sick.
Getting off that stupid-ass turf that you guys fucking play on.
He's still going to
play. Bach and the Jets going to be sweet.
Yeah, Bach, I mean, definitely go to the Jets.
That's not real.
Holy shit.
What?
Packers, McKinney.
Oh, yeah, they were in it.
All right.
Diana Rossini reported this morning that they were in on McKinney.
Wow.
Just happened?
Yep.
Packers are making some plays today.
Jesus.
4 years, 68.
It's a big deal.
Good for
get
him.
To the picks.
Malik Getza is fucking in his bag, dude.
Do you want us to get to the picks, Bruce?
No, I don't. I don't have any.
This would be such a...
Today, actually, I thought the NBA slate for tonight sucked gambling wise.
Yes.
Yeah, dude, I bet a fucking over.
I got one play and I hate it. Okay. Tonight's NBA, I'm going to do Celts -9, and I don't feel good about it.
Drew Holiday out.
Ooh, I'm staying with that game. I have the over of 217 on this one.
Ooh.
I hope it's going to be a blowout, and then I hope Boston lets Portland kind of dick around and get up to like 100.
Ooh.
So we'll see.
Oh,
kind of like the Pistons at home.
Ooh.
I also lean towards the Pistons.
Actually. 4.5 point favorites, right?
Yeah. Yep. And Golden State, they got to figure that one out.
Is Steph Curry playing?
Steph's out.
Okay, I mean, they are whatever they. I don't know. They're on the road.
I don't know if this is worth the trip to the window, but I got a money line parlay with the Celtics, Suns, Warriors, and Nuggets.
Okay.
I thought about throwing the Mavs in there, but I just don't know.
I can't trust the Warriors without.
I disagree with you on the Phoenix Suns. Well, I guess not really, because Cleveland's getting 6.5. I think 6.5 is a huge number for a team that is honestly better than the Phoenix Suns. So
with Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, Donovan Mitchell is out, but they've been playing really fucking good without him too. So Darius Garland's had like 22 points per game without him. He's been playing really well. So I like that. And then I also like Denver -16 with Toronto coming into town. I think Toronto's staying.
Okay. Thank you, Emmett. Thank you, everyone, for your NBA pick.
Thank you.
That's now we'll go to the ice.
Thank you.
Da-da-da!
Penguins fucking stink, though.
Oh, yeah. Pretty sure I've been telling you that for a couple weeks.
No, I know, but now is a different level.
You thought they were going to rise up and find some fire they haven't had all year.
But now that Gensel's gone, they're...
Yeah, dude.
It's mailed it.
Well, you know what, though? To be honest, this is best case scenario for them, because if they do tank and fall into the top 10, they're...
Lottery.
First round pick is lottery protected, so they would then automatically ship next year's first round pick to San Jose.
Okay.
So, you know, we'll ride it out. We'll see what happens in the offseason. Maybe they look to move Carlson back to Ottawa. Maybe they shed some salary, move some other guys, and try and get younger. We'll see.
Sounds good. I go
stay optimistic.
I got one hockey play tonight. Ooh, what say you?
I have two. Wow. I really feel good about one, but we got
them. Are we on the same page?
Probably, I'm guessing.
What do you say?
Yeah, it's the Rangers.
Wow. The Rangers in the Garden against the Devils, ooh, who have not looked good the second half of the season.
We're going to ride the Rangers.
Boy, you think...
Wow.
Devils fans are pissed. So let's go Rags tonight, huh, Brucey? Can they get it done?
Bruce is in a bad spot.
New York needs this tonight.
I didn't enjoy seeing Travis Green.
Oh yeah, did Xavier McKinney go to the Packers?
He went to the Packers. Yeah, that's fine. The Eagles is one thing. Going to the Eagles is like. It's just devastating.
What were you saying, Gus? Sorry.
I didn't enjoy seeing Travis Green behind the bench again.
No, I don't think a lot of people do.
No, I think if you were going to fire a man like Lindy Ruff, you should have had a something else in plan.
Okay. Interim for a reason, so I'm sure they'll go out this offseason. Hey, maybe Mike Sullivan will be available. Who knows?
Ooh.
So you have the Rangers and who?
I'm going to go with the Bees 60-minute money line. Okay. Get it 150 right now. Swayman should go. St. Louis is not starting Binnington. Boston, tough place to play. And I know the Bees haven't been great over this past stretch, but they beat up on the Pens. They beat up on the Leafs. So I think the Bees will get it done.
Okay.
No hockey would?
The Owls are hot. So, I mean, I guess if you want to think...
I mean...
Put an end to a streak, hockey would. I don't know. The Isles need every point they can get, and they're playing like it now.
Kind of like just saying hockey would.
Oh, who doesn't? But Patrick Waugh's got the boys buzzing right now.
He does. I like Patrick Waugh too. He made
good I did. Point I was leaning Islanders because of the value as a road dog. But again, it's hard to win that many games in a row. Mm-hmm. Won six in a row, what? So it's hard to keep it going, but maybe they do. They knocked the Wings out.
Fair play.
Sorry about the Wings.
Wings are.
Good luck.
The Wings are cooked. Dead. God bless.
Thank you, Nick.
What's up, Tony?
I just couldn't even imagine, like.
I mean, we don't got to do that. I'm not in a better place.
If Jerome Bettis was like a Cleveland Brown.
Yeah, that's pretty disgusting when you talk about it like that.
Yeah.
And like you guys signed like fucking Daniel Jones to a 4-year deal.
Two.
Avoidable 2 years.
Out after two.
Any
Xavier McKinney for $17 million is a lot. I'm glad we didn't do that.
yeah, I mean, I don't think the Finns were even close to any of these deals that are being announced.
Any CBB.
You don't win the Super Bowl today.
You do.
I mean, I I've been.
I guess the Rams kind of did one year.
Yeah, they did. I've. Oh, Giants and Texans. Here we go, Bruce. Devin Motor Singletary.
To the Giants?
Wow.
Here we go,
Bruce.
He was running like a bat out of hell in that playoff game.
They don't call him the motor for nothing,
yep, brother. Back with his favorite OC, Brian Dable.
Fuck yeah, Bruce.
Let's go.
Here we go, Bruce.
All right. Yeah, let's give him 40 carries a game.
Hell yeah. I got Denver +1.5 versus Omaha.
Okay.
I got Northern Kentucky moneyline versus Milwaukee.
Okay.
I have Cleveland State catching 5.5 versus Oakland. I got St. Thomas Tommies +2.5 versus South Dakota State.
Okay.
And that is all.
Okay.
Pretty tough slate tonight.
I got a universe rule. Okay. What's the conference called out west?
The WAC?
Is it?
No, it's the Mountain West. The WAC is...
The WAC Gonzaga, is St. Mary's Conference.
That's WAC.
That's the WAC? I got a WAC twofer.
Or maybe it's the WCC.
It is the WCC.
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 They're both conferences out west.
The Pacific.
The WAC.
The Pacific Theta.
The WAC is dead.
Ooh, Chelsea up on Newcastle.
The Pacific Theta. I'm taking Santa Clara +11.5, and if they lose, I'm taking San Francisco +9.5. Laws of the universe, one of those dogs will cover, maybe win outright tonight.
All right. All right.
The 2024 WAC men's basketball tournament starts this week sometime.
Oh, sorry. The WAC dropped football. That's what I was looking at.
Well, we're talking basketball.
Okay. Well, sometimes I forget that there are basketball conferences. Like Big East is still a conference.
Yeah. And you know who the best team in the WAC is right now, Gump?
Who?
Fucking Grand Canyon, baby.
As they should be. As they should.
Maybe Tarleton.
As they should be.
Tarleton is a
good club.
Yeah, Tarleton State hasn't really gotten the respect.
Who did you take, Bruce?
I'm on Santa Clara +11.5. That's at 9 p.m.
Always.
If they get blown out by St. Mary's, then you take San Francisco +9.5 against Gonzaga.
Okay. The Zags aren't who they normally
who they once were, but they're kind of rounding into
form. Yeah.
I actually think they probably cover, and I think that Santa Clara is the one that hangs tough.
Okay.
But if they don't, then you're on San Francisco. If Santa Clara wins, though, I'm done.
Okay.
Get it?
Yeah. The players is this week.
Yes, it is.
Shout out to Scotty, who dominated the Arnie Palmer Invitational.
Scotty should be 4-1 in the players.
What is Scotty?
I don't know what the field... How's the field, brother?
Let me look. Let me look.
I will look as well, brother.
Let me look, brother. Scotty is your favorite at 5-1.
Okay.
Rory, JT, Xander, Max Homa, Cantlay. It's, you know, it's all the boys.
If he putts like he putted and plays like he plays, he is going to win like probably 65% of the tournaments this year.
It's a big if, but yeah.
Is it really though? Like he switched putters and now he's dynamite. So yeah. It might just be blouses for everybody.
Yeah, he might win every tournament for a while.
Outside here. of the actual majors.
Is Stusink in
We don't need to. I mean, we've been through enough today with what the Dolphins have done.
That montage, that's how we knew, Gumpy, that we were in for
a day.
We were in for a tough one today. Is when
golf channel running deal with a lot of things.
Montage of Stu Sink shanking it into the woods.
I cannot deal with Stuart Sink blowing a 3-stroke lead on a Sunday afternoon when I'm just trying to enjoy my weekend.
At least he's on.
We were close to fucking getting taken the hat out. We might have saw the tan again.
At least
how long it's been since we've seen the fucking tan on that man's head.
It's been a while since we saw that yes. Nice clean bowl up
yep.
there. It is kind of fun that he's on the Champions Tour, you know, being a favorite.
He's a bit of a big
we'll get
on that tour.
Yeah, we'll get some. We'll see that 10.
Yeah.
He was leading from start to finish. Well, yeah. Finish of the third round.
Yeah. Yep.
You got live this weekend?
I don't know.
I feel their strategy.
Was it last weekend?
Would be not smart for them to go up.
Their strategy last year was going right after the big tournament.
Smart.
Was there live last weekend?
Apparently, Pat said there was. Who won?
This past weekend. And Abe Anser won.
Abe Anser.
Oh, double A.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of a ledge.
Fucking Arne Anderson.
Not a bad play.
Didn't even know Abe Benson was in there.
Smoothest chipper maybe ever.
You do make a valid point there.
Oh, we got Cam Johnson. Nice.
I bought the MLS season pass just to have Messi sit out right in my face. I like, if you know what, fuck it. I'm going to buy this $80 for the season. Boom, no Messi. Right after I bought it, we got no Messi. The MLS, when you go from watching the EPL morning slate of just
wow,
some of the best football.
Man City, Liverpool yesterday was maybe top 10 soccer game I've watched in my life.
What was the final there?
1-1.
You go straight to a Sunday league fixture at Cincinnati FC. It's tough.
Yeah, the Cincy game was Cincinnati cannot score a goal at the moment. And then, no Messi and Inter Miami goes down to Montreal. Montreal is not good either.
Yeah, I mean, they were playing no defense. Jordi Alba, because of the lack of the attack, he was just playing wing. Playing out of position.
That goal he scored was filth.
Nasty.
Adam Schein has waited.
Flag was up.
Oh, no.
Says it's an absolute gut punch.
Ugh.
What?
Adam Schein.
Yep.
Schein on sports.
Yes. You asked for it. You got it.
Yeah,
it
says it's an absolute gut punch that Barkley went to the Eagles.
Yeah, it
is. Not to mention the Gerrit Cole news this morning as well.
Shut up.
And the...
Shut your mouth.
And the Aaron Judge news.
Yep, at least the Knicks are healthy.
That was they played a 1990s basketball game yesterday, 79-73.
Yeah, Josh Hart missed 8 3-pointers. He said he's not going to sleep till Tuesday.
It's only going to go up from here, Pop.
Okay? Me neither. I might not sleep until the Dolphins sign somebody.
If the Rangers lose tonight, I might get a Raiders tattoo and paint my truck black and silver.
We could have.
And you guys will never hear about the Giants or any New York sports for me ever.
We could have had Christian Wilkins on 22 mil, but we just walked away and said, we're good.
He's going to be so good.
Yeah, I said it last week. I was like, this Christian Wilkins to the Raiders is the perfect place for him to go.
All right. Mitt, you got anything?
Oh, hold the phone. I like...
Buddy, my bad.
Yeah, Champs League tomorrow. I like Barcelona, Moneyline versus Napoli. Yeah. Then I'm laying 1.5 with Arsenal because they're going to have to win by 2 to go through against Porto.
I kind of feel like Napoli on the road...
Barca is down a few gents.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll be all right.
I worry about that one.
Mitt?
Trying to get something for you. I'm telling you.
Speak up.
Every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars and change the world. Harriet Tubman.
Nice.
Who?
Harriet Tubman.
Yeah.
Can we get a little bio?
But no, we're not doing it.
No, yeah, we should.
I think she like wrote books.
Good luck.
What did he say?
You don't want to know. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
down.